Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the 17th day of January 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. We're also scheduled to have the NSA whistleblower joining us, Sybil Edmonds, today as well. And we're working on one other surprise guest, but we will have open phones throughout the broadcast. Any news issue, any item, you disagree with me, you agree with me, you think we've missed something that we should be talking about, whatever you'd like to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. This is all about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We're defending this country from enemies foreign and domestic. Both political parties are bought and paid for by the New World Order. They use smoke and mirrors to distract and divert us, and we are here exposing and fighting that. The feds are beating the drum again. Only a matter of time before terrorists use weapons of mass destruction. We better give up all of our rights to them and let them run our lives, or the evil terrorists will have their way with us. Wonder why the terrorists are always trying to help out the government and the private financial interests that own and control it. There's more rebellions in China. Chinese violently quell new protest, and that whole country is on the verge of revolution. They see the corruption. They know what's going on. They're tired of it, and the paramilitary police are cracking down big time. I've been talking quite a bit about Iran, but frankly not quite enough, with more U.S. fighters moving into the area, into Iraq, Turkey, and other areas, openly saying we may attack, may invade. Israel saying the same thing. Christina Amanpour, who, if anybody, is a CIA front in the media, it's her. I mean, we've already caught a lot of them being under the globalist control. She poses as a leftist. It's completely obvious the things she's up to. Openly misquoting with her Arabic translator. They knew what he said in the address. They knew that he said that they were dedicated to developing peaceful nuclear power. And then that got turned into, the leader of Iran says he'll nuke Israel. It's documented. See? Kill him. Kill him. It doesn't matter if it's shown to be false later. Still, that's in people's minds. It's like all the hundreds of reports of, we found WMDs. We found them. We found them. There's lots of people that say they found them. In fact, you know, the lots of neocon publications selling books and little magazines, you know, headline, we found WMDs. Why won't Bush defend himself? It's just amazing. And I'll be arguing with somebody in 6 months after they've invaded Iran, after they've attacked it, after World War III's, you know, started. Oh, no, he said he'd nuke Israel. No, no, that's not true. Oh, yeah, he did. CNN, even them liberals. Yeah, liberals with Pentagon satellites. Liberals of all their fake news. I mean, I'm just tired of it. So we'll get into that. And also, Russia says imposing sanctions is a bad way of dealing with Iran. Iran says they'll drive up oil prices if that happens, and they're threatening to block UN inspections. How dare them? They need to accept an international body running their country. National sovereignty's bad. Them Iranians need to be turned into a glass parking lot. And, of course, a coalition urges Department of Homeland Security to reject real ID chip mandate as the states adopt RFID and biometrics in all 50 states, the national ID card now taking shape. Meanwhile, the average American has no idea what's going on. Meanwhile, in England, Lords defeat ID card scheme again. The people are against it in 80-plus percent, and so they're having trouble there, but the average American isn't. So a country where there's 4 million-plus surveillance cameras in London alone, and the citizens watch surveillance cameras on their cable as entertainment, where they have a total police state, you still don't have national ID cards. But, oh, here, land of the free, home of the brave, we do. And don't even know we do. It's part of the new freedom. Websites are still selling your cell phone records. And, folks, there's so much coming up today. I haven't even scratched the surface. 1-800-259-9231 is the phone number, and the website's prisonplanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sybil Edmonds, NSA whistleblower, scheduled to join us in the middle of the next hour. She was hired by the government post 9/11, and then she was told to go in and edit NSA intercepts, to actually go in and cover up what the NSA had intercepted. You see, in reality, the NSA did get red flags about 9/11, and then they were ordered by the Bush administration to back off and shut up. And defense intelligence officers were told to back off. FBI agents were told to back off. You see, when Big Brother actually does do its job and pick up overseas transmissions and picks up chatter of what a compartmentalized group in the government is about to do to itself, to use that as the catalyst to seize control and set up a police state in America and use this country as an engine for world government and empire, the NSA was told to back off and shut up. And that's all part of the public record. That's all admitted. We've interviewed these FBI agents. We've interviewed David Shipper as a representative. We've interviewed members of Congress that have reported on this. This is admitted. Bush signed W-199-I, ordering the FBI not to stop, quote, Al-Qaeda, because those so-called Al-Qaeda agents were really U.S. government assets who thought they were taking part in drills, who then got a rude awakening about who they were really working for. And we have that open and shut case, ironclad, so much evidence. It quite frankly rivals the Atlantic Ocean, or perhaps the Pacific Ocean. I mean, it is big, it is wide, it is deep, it is voluminous, It is encyclopedic. It is ridiculously well documented. People always say, Alex, a conspiracy, a program of corruption this big, it's too big. People would speak out. People would go public. The people doing it would be caught, and they have been caught. How many congressmen and women have spoken out? How many high-level members of the current Bush administration and the Reagan administration and the former Bush administration and the Clinton administration, and how many defense ministers and foreign ministers, and how many agents and how many people at the Defense Language School and Pensacola Naval Air Station have gone public and said what I'm saying right now? But if we're lucky, it's in the back of some newspaper or the back of some journal or said in a radio interview. It's like John Loftus, a top counterterrorism expert for the FBI, had him on a few months ago, and he said, yeah, it's clear that Aswath, the 7-7 bombing mastermind, the controller of some patsies, is MI6 and being protected, and he went through how, clearly, that it points directly to the British government. I mean, who is John Loftus? The guy's got a show on ABC News Radio every week. I mean, it's not like, this is not that radical of a broadcast. We just take all the different bad things that are happening, the scary things that are happening, the good things that are happening, the amazing things that are happening. We kind of wiggle around, you know, over the Michael Jackson story, through the Britney Spears articles, around the stories about the UT Longhorns and the Rose Bowl. You know, all of that stuff might be important to some people, but to us it's not. We go, oh, look, there's five articles this week about how the feds, the Department of Agriculture, and local governments are using the satellites to tax and fine and fee farmers and see how much you're really growing and see if you've got a well on your land you're not supposed to have, or to see if you built a house and need to be paying property taxes, or a new barn where you're not allowed to build new barns because of the impervious cover zoning laws. And then they send out Homeland Security and arrest you because it's a federal crime or it's a local crime. Or, oh, look, there's three articles today about defense intelligence and about the NSA having local police spying on citizens. Gun groups, liberal groups, land rights groups, you know, the whole spectrum. Oh, but the border's wide open. You know, here's 10 articles about more cops being killed and more federal troop invasions, Mexican federal troop invasions, and all of this. And, oh, here's articles about how the national ID cards are now going in at the state level. They're state mandates. Federal mandates to the states, and it'll totally track us. Your ID card can be read from hundreds of feet away from readers they're putting up everywhere. No one asked you. They were putting the readers up before 9/11. The whole grid was being planned, being built, being set up, and then, oh, it's all because of 9/11 now. Pretty ridiculous. It'd be kind of like if the fire department showed up at your house before there was a fire, but as soon as they pull up, it explodes in flames. You'd think, man, the fire department got this knowledge from somebody who set the fire. But again, that's just logic. So all of this is going on, and then think about it. We have this crew who came into Congress, who came into the executive branch, who's gotten all these judgeships, the majority of the governorships, the gubernatorial seats, promising to end corruption, the age of credibility and upstandingness in government. And now we've seen a new dark age of corruption and bid rigging and profiteering and hundreds of millions stolen, you know, with this congressman or that congressman, $800 million here, $100 million there, and Abramoff and trillions missing from the Pentagon. And Rumsfeld gets asked about it, and he just says, I'm not going to talk about it. I don't know where it is, so what? Just trillions of dollars. But don't worry, we're going to give you a ticket if we catch you speeding. This is the type of stuff that's happening. These are the type of things that are going on all over the country. And every classical indicator of tyranny is being set up in front of us. In fact, there's an amazing article that we have up on prisonplanet.com written by the former chief economist for Ronald Reagan, the deputy secretary of the Treasury, who ran the Treasury Department and was the main economist that Reagan tried to follow. I mean, a real classical conservative, I'm inventing new words here, saying that we are now an incipient dictatorship, which is actually true. There's different forms of them. And right now, it is very extreme when it comes to stealing and engaging in corruption, and mild when it comes to overt oppression, and I would say somewhat lukewarm, starting to get a little bit simmering and hot when it comes to surveillance, and then white hot, blistering hot, steel melting hot when it comes to preparations for overt 10 on the Richter scale, classical, full-blown tyranny. So, I mean, you know, depending on which indicator you look at, and Paul Craig Roberts has written a great article about this, and I intend to read much of the article here in the broadcast today. And, of course, we will be taking your phone calls. But just ignore what I'm saying. Everything's fine. The terrorists are going to strike us any minute. Henry Crumpton, the newly appointed head of counterterrorism at the U.S. State Department, believes that it's simply a matter of time before international terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, acquire weapons of mass destruction and use them in attacks. In an interview with the Daily Telegraph, Mr. Crumpton, who previously spent 20 years working for the Central Intelligence Agency, which admits it's carried out terror attacks worldwide to blame it on their enemies, but that's just a side issue. We're supposed to ignore the admissions that our own government carries out terror attacks to blame it on their political rivals or enemies. Warned yesterday that the war on terror was likely to last for decades. Well, Cheney says 100 years, Bush says 50. Basically, until everything's under their control, under their progeny's control, until every bank account feeds directly into their fat gullets. The threat has changed the way we will fight wars in the future, he said. Ah, yes, the perfect enemy, foggy, can never be defeated. You can accuse anyone of it. And then all crime can then be defined as terrorism. It brings federal control into everything. We are talking about micro-targets such as Al-Qaeda, which, when combined with WMD, have a micro-impact. I rate the probability of terror groups using WMD to attack Western targets as very high. It is simply a question of time. And it's not just a nuclear threat that bothers me. I think, if anything, the biological threat is going to grow. Well, much of the economy is shifting into the BioShield program to make hundreds of vaccines mandatory, to force these special concoctions, because the government loves us so much they want us to have these. Doesn't matter if the very same government, 3,000-plus times, admittedly, has tested chemical, biological, and radiologicals on U.S. populations, killing U.S. civilians and military by design on purpose. Declassified. We should just trust the very group that's done this over and over again to force these vaccines on us, despite the fact that Nobel Prize winners and many others have gone public, and Indian and Chinese and Russian and African scientists have isolated cancer viruses, sterilization agents, good old classic poisons in every batch of major vaccine that the UN has provided for the third world. We should just trust a group that openly says they want a world government so they can orderly reduce our population by 85 to 95%, depending on which study or document they put out, and who openly has been caught testing biologicals on us over and over again. You see, that's the thing. I had some caller who disagreed yesterday, and he didn't deny that the U.S. government, that is criminal elements of it, admittedly staged the Gulf of Tonkin, staged the USS Liberty with Israel, carried out terror attacks in Iran to blame it on their political enemies. All that's admitted. I mean, I have CIA agents on all the time, government agents on all the time. They go, oh, yeah, we carried out terror attacks in Iran to blame it on Mossadegh. He wouldn't. He just said, well, I'm not talking about that. He said, I don't think 9/11 was. You see, and he goes, and I don't think that pertains to this. See, it doesn't pertain to it. It'd be like if you had somebody on your street who'd committed 10 murders. And then somebody got murdered on your street by the exact same tactics and way that this individual had killed 10 people 25 years before, and now he's been paroled and released. I mean, no, the police would instantly seize that individual. They would instantly, and then especially if the individual had the motive. I mean, let's imagine the guy's in prison, and he says when he gets out, he dreams of killing people a certain way, and then when he gets out, he commits a murder that exact way. Now, let's not question him. No. Let's go to the Antarctica and look for maybe a polar bear that did it. It just, what's wrong with you?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
This is an editorial piece written by Paul Craig Roberts. He was number two at the Department of Treasury during the Reagan administration and is highly respected as a conservative, of extreme conservative, all across the country. And by extreme conservative, you know, he believes that the government spending more money than has ever been borrowed or spent by all administrations before it is not conservative. Or assigning predominantly anti-gun judges to judgeships is not conservative. Or more than tripling abortion money to the UN is not conservative. But, again, I guess according to a lot of conservatives, killing babies is conservative. So I'm not going to argue with them. Maybe they're right. Maybe we're evil liberals, like they've always said. Paul Craig Roberts wrote this article. It's titled, Bush Has Crossed the Rubicon. Of course, that's when Caesar came across a particular river in the north of Italy. And if a general ever brought his main force into Italy proper, he was attempting, of course, to set up martial law, and he would be seized and basically executed if he didn't win. But he did bring his troops, of course, into Rome and did set up a dictatorship. There's a reason we have Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law. Dictatorships seldom appear full-fledged, but emerge piecemeal. When Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon with one Roman legion, he broke the tradition that protected the civilian government from victorious generals and launched the transformation of the Roman Republic into a Roman Empire. Now remember how Tommy Franks and all these generals went, gee, I'm real sorry. We're going to probably have a military dictatorship to keep you safe. Well, see, that's what Caesar said. I'm real sorry, but I've got to do this for Rome. Fearing that Caesar would become a king, the Senate assassinated him. And it says, from the civil wars that followed, Caesar's grandnephew, Octavian, emerged as the first Roman emperor, Caesar Augustus. 2,000 years later in Germany, Adolf Hitler's rise to dictator from his appointment as chancellor was rampant. Hitler used the Reichstag fire to create an atmosphere of crisis. Both the judicial and legislative branches of the government collapsed. That's now happening. And because he says he doesn't have to follow them. And Hitler's decrees became law. That's what they're now claiming, that executive wartime power. The decree for the protection of the people and the state, February 28, 1933, suspended guarantees of personal liberty and permitted arrest and incarceration without trial. The Enabling Act, March 23, 1933, transferred legislative power to Herr Hitler, permitting him to decree laws, moreover, that may deviate from the German Constitution. The dictatorship of the Roman emperors was not based on an ideology. The Nazis had an ideology of sorts, but Hitler's dictatorship was largely personal and agenda-based. The dictatorship that emerged from the Bolshevik Revolution was based on ideology. Lenin declared that the Communist Party's dictatorship over the Russian people rests directly on force, not limited by anything, not restricted by laws or any absolute rules. Exactly what Alberto Gonzalez and John Wu say. Or John Yu, excuse me, one of the chief counsels of Bush, saying they can torture children and crush their genitalia if they wish in front of their parents. Stalin's dictatorship over the Communist Party was based on coercion alone, unrestrained by any limitations or inhibitions. In the first decade of the 21st century, the United States regards itself as a land of democracy and civil liberty. But in fact, in an incipient dictatorship, ideology plays only a limited role in the emerging dictatorship. The demise of the American democracy, or our republic, is largely the result of historical developments. Lincoln was the first American tyrant. Lincoln justified his tyranny in the name of preserving the Union. His extra-legal, extra-constitutional methods were tolerated in order to suppress Northern opposition to Lincoln's war against the Southern secession. The first major lasting assault in the U.S. Constitution, separation of powers, which is the basis of our political system, came with a response of the Roosevelt administration to the crisis of the Great Depression. The New Deal resulted in the Congress deleting its legislative powers and delegating them to the executive branch. Today, when Congress passes a statute, it is little more than an authorization for an executive agency to make the law by writing the regulations that implement it. We will continue with Crossing the Rubicon. Bush has crossed the Rubicon. The New World Order has crossed it. The point of no return. Because they're so criminal, the globalists are, Bush is their puppet, that if they don't keep pushing, they're all going to go to jail. So the battle will be joined.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I've tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Bush has crossed the Rubicon by Paul Craig Roberts, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But he goes through the process of how the executive has been strengthened and strengthened and strengthened and become more and more powerful. And now, we played that clip yesterday of Arlen Specter going, I'm going to really get tough on Bush, who Bush pushed to be appointed as committee chairman of the Judiciary Committee, a very powerful committee. Because if that committee's corrupt, basically then the executive can do whatever it wants. So the inspector is their man. He's always been their man. But he says, we'll see. You know, I think he may have overstepped on this, but he may just have total command, and he may just be able to have total executive control and be above all laws. That's what he said, in essence. He said, we're going to examine that in these hearings, as if it needs to be examined. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common sense, jurisprudence, common law, our entire history, the Federalist Papers, all of the different federal laws show it's totally illegal. The president can't rob banks. The president can't bomb schools if he wants to. The president can't, run a casino off the White House lawn, at least publicly. So if the president can't drive 120 miles an hour while drinking Jack Daniels through a school zone, then how can he violate and break federal law and then say, I'm the president, I can break any law I want? And listen, people pointed Al Gore coming out and saying it's a police state, the Constitution's been shredded, Bush is trying to be a dictator. Bush says, no, I'm not a dictator. And they say, well, Al Gore and Bill Clinton help set up a police state, and that's right. It just gets worse each successive administration, because that was the plan all along by the powerful financial institutions that own and run our country to a great extent, and are gaining more control every day. They want us as an engine, as a tool, to be their creature for larger global domination and hegemony, a larger hegemon. And that is exactly what's happening. And now it's not just Alex Jones 10 years ago screaming bloody murder about this as I saw all of the preparations. Now it is the general public and many prominent people who are honestly looking at what's happening and what's being declared and what's being done. I mean, when I learned in 1998 that the Army had approached, let me give you one example. Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam veteran, patriot, conservative, Hispanic American down in South Texas in Kingsville, they approached him and they said, we're preparing for martial law to take over America and confiscate guns. We'd like you to take part in this drill. And he said, get out of my office, and started calling the press. And he was on local Texas news. He was on the 700 Club of all places. He was on this radio show. We went down and interviewed him as well. And then we interviewed the police chief next door in Alice, who just said, yeah, I did the drill, and yeah, there were foreign troops, and but I'm not going to talk to you about it. We can't let you know our tactics because you're the enemy. And then the chief of police in San Antonio, they tried to bribe him. He threw them out, said what they were doing was unconstitutional. Didn't matter. They then went back to the mayor, paid him a bunch of money, gave a bunch of money to the city. So the city then agreed to scale down urban warfare drills. But what were those drills for? They told the local public servants, they told the officials, who I guess still back in the late 90s had their heads screwed on partially straight, that this is to take over America. Now listen, I don't need to hear that from Thomas Sanchez. I don't need to hear that from Ali Philippus. I don't need to hear that. I went to the urban warfare drills in South Texas, in Central Texas, in Northern California. I've been to the drills in Florida, Brooksville, Florida. I've been chased by special forces. I've had them arrest me. Okay, I've had them detain me. I've had them grab tapes out of cameras and erase them. Okay, I've had them laugh at me and say, we've been watching you the whole time. I've had them parked outside my hotel room. All because I wanted to get you video of them training to jerk your little kids away from you and take you, strip you down naked and shower you and get you all ready and make sure you're sanitary for the camp for your safety. And the Marines even let me videotape in one case before they got wise to me as they were doing mock interrogations. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the weapons? Why are you resisting us? And then all of a sudden, what was his name? Richard Jones, their PR guy, runs over. Back off, Jones. You can't take this. I said, you can't take that. And then people saw the footage in Police State 2000 of the Marines in Hebron, Maryland with 12-year-old kids working for them, asking the kids, go tell us who owns guns in your neighborhood, doing these drills, practicing taking over the police station. I mean, I saw all of that, so I started freaking out about it until people got sick of it. We don't want to hear about martial law or the end of posse comitatus or the military being used in America. That'll never happen. Now, Governor Ridge and now Governor Chertoff are on TV. Getting rid of posse comitatus is good. Getting rid of posse comitatus would fix the problems in Katrina. We need federal police, the Viper teams, and from all over the country searching people and doing random checkpoints and federal grants to have police go out in riot gear and surround businesses and just randomly search everyone, training you how to be a slave. And listen, a lot of people think they control reality in their heads. They think if they just deny what I'm saying, that somehow that makes it go away. And I assure you, if you're in debt, just turning on the television and sucking your thumb and eating another cheeseburger ain't going to make it go away. If let's say you've got too much salt intake and you're sick and the doctor says you got to quit eating as much salt, just saying, oh, everything will be fine and eating more salt isn't going to help you. I mean, it's simple. If your house is a mess, just wishing it to be clean won't make it go away. You got to roll up your sleeves, decide it's going to be fun, and get in there and clean the house. You got to decide it's going to be fun and get on that stair stepper. You got to decide it's going to be fun and go get a second job and stop wasting so much money. And then it's going to feel good to get out of debt and to end up having more money in your bank account. You're not going to raise good children just hoping they grow up right and letting the government schools raise them. They're going to end up bad on average. I mean, you're really putting them in harm's way. I wouldn't play Russian roulette with a cylinder with six holes in it. You got three bullets in it, basically. 50-50. I'm not trying to preach here, folks. This is just common sense. The stuff I'm saying was figured out a long time ago. I'm just repeating it. And I've experienced it, so I know it's verifiable. I know it's demonstrable. So just wishing and hoping the government wasn't going bad, and I mean going bad in a really bad way, not just a good old boy corruption. It went bad a long time ago. It went bad from the start. That's the nature of man, and so it's the nature of governments magnified. But it's getting really bad. I mean, it's going as bad as it could go. It's going bad in a focused, scientifically crafted way. And going along with it and licking its boots and kissing up to it isn't going to protect you. It isn't going to protect me. It isn't going to protect any of us. And it really, at the end of the day, in the final equation, comes down to that. You know Big Brother's out of control. You know the dollar's been devalued. You know the economy isn't doing as good as it was doing 10 years ago. Regardless of what the mainstream media says, all the key indicators of the debt, corporate, private, federal, state, all the indicators of test scores, all the indicators of truancy and the indicators of illegitimacy in births and the indicators of sexually transmitted diseases and the indicators at every level, we're going bad. We're going bad in a big way. And the salve of sports and the salve of sex and the salve of porno and the salve of drugs and liquor, none of it is going to gloss it over. It's just going to make it worse. It might distract you and divert you for a minute. I mean, entertainment even advertises itself as a distraction now. Well, we're the opposite of entertainment. I guess you could call it infotainment if you wanted to, but I mean, there's nothing more energizing if you just want what you'd call stimulation than actually knowing the truth and really being aware and watching the grand chessboard that is the planet Earth. Now, I want to go to your calls and get into a bunch of news, and we do have some guests coming up today, but I know that Bert and John and Michael and Mark and John and others are holding, but let me just finish with some of what Paul Craig Roberts was saying. President Bush has used signing statements hundreds of times to talk about the message and the meaning of statutes passed by Congress. In effect, Bush is vetoing the bills he signs into law by asserting unilateral authority as commander-in-chief to bypass or set aside the laws he signs. He says, I'm signing this, but I don't have to follow it. For example, Bush has asserted that he has the power to ignore the McCain Amendment against torture, to ignore the law that requires a warrant to spy on Americans, to ignore the prohibition against indefinite detention without charges or trial, and to ignore the Geneva Conventions to which the U.S. is a signatory. But then people say, but we're doing this to fight terrorists. And then you find out he's just setting the precedent that really the FISA court is really unconstitutional, and there's no warrant there. It's retroactive. And then you learn who's really behind the terror, and then things really make sense. In effect, Bush is asserting the powers that accrued to Hitler in 33. His Federalist Society apologist at the Department of Justice appointed claims that President Bush has the same power to interpret the Constitution as the Supreme Court. An Alito court is likely to agree with this false claim. Well, I've read the papers of Alito as a judge, and boy, yeah, he believes in total dictatorship. I don't care what he says in front of Congress now because he's in trouble for it. This is the greatest issue that is before the country, but it is pushed into the background by political battles over abortion and homosexual rights. Many people fighting to strengthen the executive think they are fighting against legitimizing sodomy and murder in the womb. They are unaware that the real issue is that America is on the verge of elevating its president above the law. Exactly. And Bush isn't going to get rid of any of that stuff. He's promised you he will.
Oh, if he's a dictator, he can stop this and he can beat those evil liberals. You mean all the gay porn stars and gay escort whores in the White House? You mean those that are literally running out of there like rats every night? Just spilling out of there in Bohemian Grove. Top gay porn star services, Christian conservative leaders. You know, New York Post headline, but it's okay. The actual headline is Gay Porn Star Services Moguls. But who is the Bohemian Grove? The conservative pantheon, the conservative Senate. Bush Justice Department official and Berkeley law professor John Yoo argues that no law can restrict the president in his role as commander-in-chief. Thus, once the president is at war, even a vague open-ended war on terror, Bush Justice Department says the president is free to undertake any action in pursuit of war, including the torture of children. And he didn't mention the... I mean, imagine you being up on the stage in front of thousands of people in Chicago debating a fighting Irish professor, and he goes, and the professor says, well, you wrote that you can torture people's children in front of them and crush their testicles. And you says, yes, the president can do that. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer then is okay, folks, including the torture of children and indefinite detention of American citizens. The commander-in-chief role is probably sufficiently elastic to expand any crisis, whether real or fabricated. This has the U.S. arrived at the verge of a dictatorship. Again, thus, the U.S. has arrived at the verge of a dictatorship. This is development. This is a development that has little to do with Bush, who was unlikely to be aware that the Constitution is experiencing its final rending or its death on his watch. America's descent into dictatorship is the result of historical developments and old political battles dating back to President Nixon being driven from office by a Democratic Congress. There is today no constitutional party. Both political parties are most constitutional lawyers and the Bar Association are willing to set aside the Constitution whenever it interferes with their agendas. Yeah, the National Bar Association says abolish juries, folks. Just type that in to Google. You'll get last place I saw it was Chicago Tribune. Americans have forgotten the prestigiousness for freedom and the prerequisites for freedom. And those pursuing power have forgotten what it means when it falls into the hands of dictators. Americans are very close to losing their constitutional system and civil liberties. It is a paradox that American democracy is the likely casualty of a war on terror that is being justified in the name of expansion of democracy. Now, I would just add the reason I babbled through a few of those is sometimes I print stuff and it prints and cuts off the last word. So I was having to imagine at the end of each sentence what the word was. So a few times I would imagine it incorrectly and then read the rest of the sentence and figure out what the word really was. So that's why you'd hear me say one word and then go back and say another. I tell you, I don't know how sometimes even our own website, we format it right, and I hit printer friendly up there, and it just doesn't matter. Side issue. I'm not the best newsreader to begin with, but nobody can read something when it's like that. But still, very informative, and a lot of that wasn't what Roberts had said. I was stopping and adding historical references to all of it. Let's go to some calls. Bert in Louisiana. Go ahead, Bert.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good show. Look, I was watching History Channel last night, and they said that Lincoln was the biggest dictator that we ever had, and some of the things that they showed, Bush is doing the exact same thing that Lincoln did, but that's not why I'm calling.
Wait a minute. They were advertising that? Because Bush is saying because Lincoln arrested governors, congressmen, the leaders in Illinois.
Cut newspapers down and arrested.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of newspapers that suddenly it's okay and that Bush may do that.
Yeah, this was on Discovery Channel last night. They literally said he was the biggest dictated president we ever had.
And by the way, he gave multiple speeches where he said that it was not about slavery and that he did not want to free black Americans. And I'm against slavery, folks, and against what happened. But I'm just telling you, Lincoln was a fraud. But I'm going to add something. So was the South. You see, in every one of these issues we face, most people think it's either or. No, it was both. The globalists are masters. Now, I'm not saying the South didn't have real grievances or real problems. And it was about the unfair tariffs and the industrialization of the North and the scams on the South and their agriculture and who would control Western expansion. But the British government, the bloody British, who we fought two separate times, 1812 and, of course, 1776, they came in and paid off the South and antagonized the whole thing. So it was a larger plan to put us into shambles. But go ahead.
What I want to ask you, I read this little article on your website about the MS-13, and in the article it said 20,000 members. Now, what I'm trying to get to is I'm from Chicago originally, and you got the Latin Kings with another 50,000 members, the Disciples with another 30 or 40,000 members, and I think it constitutes numbers. A gang is constituted at 500 members or less.
I'll tell you what, stay there, and it constitutes armies. It doesn't constitute gangs. Stay there. I want you to be able to finish up, Bert, then John, Michael, Mark, John, everybody else. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
For those that don't know, MS-13 has had bounties on Border Patrol and other police for at least 5 years, I'm aware of. They've killed quite a few. Last year on the border, on our side, 15 dead cops. But it's kept real quiet, and anybody who even tries to go down there with binoculars and call police when these drug dealers and human smugglers come across, Bush has called them evil vigilantes, they've been demonized, the feds have been down there trying to set up good Americans, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, who just go down there and try to defend us. And then, yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of these different Latin American gangs here in the U.S. who were given liberation theology by their founders who all came out of universities. And it's the same thing written up by the big money men in Washington. It's why they always win. They're very slick. You know, this is your country. The whites are all evil. Take over. But those gangs ought to ask themselves then, why is all this big money funding you? Why are they behind it? You're just being set up. You're going to lose in the end, don't worry. But in your destruction, they'll even use that as, you know, for more of the police state crackdown. But then the illegal aliens will just keep pouring across. So it's all very sophisticated. Bert, go ahead and finish up.
Well, what I want to know is why this government keeps considering them gangs when they're actually armies, and you're not supposed to assemble another army in the United States of America. Isn't there something in the Constitution that we should assemble mercenary or missionary army here and take over these folks, or what? I mean, we got to fight and get our country back.
Well, that's the thing,
over.
You see, though, it's perfect because they predominantly speak Spanish, so no one knows it's going on. No one can read the billboards that openly announce it. Hundreds, 600 plus in L.A. saying L.A. is Mexico, and who put it up? The white owner of the TV network. Notice who's behind it. The empires always want to play us off against each other, and your point is well taken. We're hearing we got to live under a microscope, not have any rights, have Viper teams shake us down at the mall, federal troops, but the border is going to be wide open, and we're going to let gangs kill cops.
Exactly.
But don't worry, your kid, though, you know, because there was a school shooting in 99, the schools are going to be total prisons. Well, it isn't about keeping your kids safe. It's about turning the kids into little federal brainwashing camps. And so, again, the government isn't worried about a real war zone that the State Department admits is more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. South Texas in the border region is more dangerous than areas of Israel.
Well, what I'm trying to get to, isn't there something in the Constitution that says that you're not allowed to assemble other armies in the United States of America?
There are hundreds of federal laws that say that these corporations can't steal $6 trillion. I keep saying $3 trillion. That was years ago's number. $6 trillion from the Pentagon pension funds. Everything's gone now. They've just stolen everything.
We're not talking about the people of America. Why don't we realize this?
Because we've learned to be jellyfish and wait for the government to do it, and the government's our mommy, the opposite of what America's supposed to be.
Okay, and another thing, look, Alex, I live here in Louisiana. I went down to Katrina down there, and let me tell you what's going on down there. I went down there last week. You got these salesmen going in to sell these jobs. They're selling the jobs for a minimal amount of money, and they're making sure they sell the jobs so they get a commission, and then the owners are taking the other money, and what you have left down there as workers, and I swear to you, is crackheads and crystal meth heads doing the job. The jobs are so horrible that the people are just up in arms down there.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Actually, Halliburton hired tens of thousands of illegal aliens publicly. Bush even changed the law with an executive move. Remember where they don't have to verify employment? And then Halliburton even ripped off all the Mexicans and wouldn't pay them. And just in the news, yeah, we hired illegals and we're not going to pay them. We're the government. We're Halliburton. We kidnap children. Really? You didn't hear about that in the Chicago Tribune about Halliburton involved in the child kidnapping, too? Yeah, they're real nice. It's called Criminals Taking Over.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.